Allstate Insurance Company. Today's date is Monday, July 24th. It's approximately 10:30 in the morning. An accident occurred on December 23rd, 2005. And is this recording being made with your full knowledge and consent?
Yes.
Okay, I'm calling you regarding an accident that happened on December 23rd in Kingston, New York, on Old Story Avenue. If you could, can you please tell me...
Old Story Avenue.
Was it Old Story Avenue?
No, Old Albany Avenue.
Oh, I'm sorry, Old Albany Avenue. Okay. Can you tell me how many lanes Old Albany Avenue is in each direction?
There's four altogether, two on each side.
Okay, and... First of all, this recording being made with your full knowledge and consent?
Yes.
And you said it's two lanes each way?
Yes.
Okay, can you briefly tell me what happened in the accident?
I don't really know which direction I was traveling. It's hard, you know, I don't know which direction, but we were traveling down Albany Avenue. I came up on a vehicle that was stopped with their blinker on, turning left into AutoZone, I believe it is. There was a lady in front of me, which was traveling kind of fast, and... To me, I anticipated she wasn't going to stop in time. I pulled over into the right lane to avoid everything because I thought she might have hit him. She pulled over in the right lane in front of me, and I tried to switch back to the left lane to avoid her, and that's how I hit her in her rear bumper.
Okay. What part of your vehicle was impacted?
My right front passenger corner.
And what part of her vehicle was impacted?
Her left rear bumper.
Okay. Did you apply the brakes at all?
Yes, I did.
And what were the weather conditions like?
They were dry.
Okay. And what time of day was it?
Probably about noontime.
How far away were you from the other vehicle when she changed lanes?
I was probably almost a car length. Like
okay.
I said, I tried to avoid something I thought was happening ahead of me. And when I switched over, she obviously anticipated that she might run into him because she was going too fast, and she jumped in front of me. Maybe it startled me, I'm not sure, but then I tried to switch back to avoid her because I thought we were going to crash into each other, and I hit her anyway.
Okay. When she changed lanes, did she do so quickly, or did she use her directional?
No, she did it quickly.
Okay. Is there anything else you wish to add to the statement?
Other than, you know, when it happened, we pulled over, you know, I gave her my information, I told her that, you know, it would be taken care of, this and that, and she said that, you know, I actually wanted to call the police at the time, and she didn't have any time for that. She said she had to go over to some George Washington school for something, and I said, that's fine. I said, you can give me a call, and then we can, you know, figure everything out, go through insurances or whatever we have to do. And instead of calling me back, she ran down to the insurance company, my Allstate company, and demanded that somebody come out, take pictures, and pay her for her vehicle. And, I mean, that's the call I got from the Allstate insurance company at the time, at the same day, which I thought was very rude.
Okay. Is there anything else you wish to add to the statement?
No, sir.
So you're saying there were no police involved in the accident?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I wanted a police officer to come, but she didn't have time to wait for one.
Okay. Have all of your answers been true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes, sir.
May I have your permission to turn off the recording?
Yes, sir.